This is Sid Roth saying, I have a vision. Now is the set time to blow the trumpet in Zion.
Blow a trumpet in Zion, sound it on the mountain. Blow a trumpet in Zion, for the day of the Lord is come.
Shalom, Mishpucha. Shalom, family. Mishpucha is a Hebrew word. It means family, and we're the Mishpucha. The family with a Jewish heart, made up of Jewish and non-Jewish people that are one new man in Messiah Yeshua, Messiah Jesus. Getting ready, Mishpucha, to blow the grandest shofar, or the grandest trumpet in Zion. We want everyone everywhere to hear the good news. We want everyone everywhere to be red hot for the Messiah. And there's something going on. It's almost in the atmosphere. It's by the Spirit of God. Christians that have never had a burden for the Jewish people or Israel are supernaturally getting this burden. And one of the things that many Christians are finding is that our roots, the roots of our biblical faith, were hijacked by this character Constantine, and we've been anemic in intimacy with God ever since. But as God is restoring the original roots of the faith, as God is bringing the Jew and the Gentile together, as God is breaking down that middle wall of separation, the intimacy is being restored with God. And that's why I got so fascinated when last Passover I was in Israel and I met my friends, the Morris, and I saw their calendar that they had proposed to come out in the beginning in the month of September. It's called the Zechariah Prophecy Calendar, and I literally fell in love with it. This calendar is produced and printed in Israel. It's 13.5 by 26. A Russian artist did the artwork from prophecies in Zechariah in English as well as Hebrew. And I mean, I know that I'm always wondering, what is the exact date of Yom Kippur or Passover? And also the exact scriptures that are read in the synagogues on each of these biblical festivals. So you have this very beautiful calendar. The artwork is literally suitable for framing. Some of you will probably tear it apart, but don't do it. It's too beautiful, this calendar. And there's actually room to write your, this is a large enough calendar, you write your appointments or things you have scheduled. I really urge you to not only get one for yourself, but get a group of them and give them as presents. This is a 16-month calendar, and it starts in the month of September because that's the Jewish New Year, and we have so many festivals that begin in that month. And it's about time you start understanding your Jewish roots and identifying with Jewish people. And I have Eric Morey on the telephone. I was speaking to him at his office in Tiberias, Israel. On yesterday's broadcast, we were talking about why he chose the book of Zechariah to have illustrated. And it's not just pretty pictures. I mean, there's a presence of God on this. And Eric and his wife, Terry, have been living in Israel. Eric is not Jewish, from Denver, Colorado. His wife, Terry, is Jewish. And you have been there, did you tell me, what, 19 years?
Yes.
Living in Israel. So you've seen a lot of changes in those 19 years.
It's true. We've been here for more than a third of the lifetime of this country.
Just off the top of your head, from the day you arrived till today, what's one of the biggest changes that you've seen?
Well, we see, especially recently, a real opening to the gospel here. And we see that as a developing thing, but we see an acceleration in that that's very, very exciting.
Well, I believe that the scripture, the word of the Lord, will go out from Zion, is literally going to be fulfilled in our lifetime, and fiery evangelists like Paul the Apostle are going to be literally knocked off their horse. Rabbis are going to come to the Lord, and the word of the Lord will go out from Zion, and these Jewish believers are going to breathe new life into the church. That's what I see happening. However, we were talking about Zechariah, the 12th chapter, yesterday, and I was reading from the third verse. about what is actually occurring before our very eyes. And I'll read it again. And it shall happen in that day that I will make Jerusalem a very heavy stone for all peoples. All who would heave it away will surely be cut in pieces, though all nations of the earth are gathered against it. And so I said to Eric yesterday, Eric, aren't you a little concerned? You and your wife are living there right in the center of a place that God says all the nations of the world are going to come against you. And isn't it a little scary? And you said, yeah, the scary part all means the United States of America.
Yeah, we when we did this painting, actually we did this painting twice of Zechariah 12:3 of the nations gathered against Jerusalem, and we did one which kind of timeless, where they were dressed in sort of biblical costume, and it was a kind of a mythical Jerusalem there in the center that they were attacking. And then I began to realize that we're talking about something that's about to happen. In fact, it is happening. You can see the nations of the world lining up against Jerusalem. For example, go back to 1947. The United Nations voted, General Assembly voted 2/3 to have a Jewish state created in what was then called Palestine. So 2/3 of the General Assembly voted for Israel in 1947. In the last few votes in the General Assembly, and there's an inordinate number of votes, hugely unbalanced number of votes concerned with Israel, always against Israel, and the votes today are usually something like 153-2, or 153-3, and 3 are usually Israel, the United States, and Micronesia, or something like that. I mean, it's unbelievable. It's supernatural. Now, 153 nations don't agree on anything in this world, and yet against Israel they'll agree. And now, if you recall, a few months ago in the Security Council, they had when Israel was going into Jenin, and the United Nations, of course, had to discuss this and express their views about it, and they voted in the Security Council 15-0 against Israel, that Israel must immediately withdraw from these cities, which they had entered out of self-defense. I mean, there were bombers coming out of these places, killing civilians. And the United Nations got up and said, no, you have to leave now. 15-0 means the United States voted against Israel.
And I happen to believe in Genesis 12:3. I was very grateful that our president delayed the formation of a Palestinian state. But I used to be a stockbroker, Eric, with Merrill Lynch. And there's something called selling the market short. In effect, you bet the stock market will go down as opposed to going up. And I said to a number of my friends, if the President of the United States votes for an immediate Palestinian state, you can make a fortune. Sell the market short. It's going to go south, I think, forever. But we were given a little grace in the United States, and that was stalled. And I'm going to believe that God has a great plan for America, and America will not, as you just illustrated, be on the wrong side of the fence when it comes to the vote for a Palestinian state.
I'll eventually, though, bid for Zechariah 12:3 to come to pass, for all the nations of the world to come against Jerusalem. And again, as you see these conflicts developing, it's clear and clear that Jerusalem is this focal point of this whole conflict, and not only Jerusalem, but the Temple Mount in Jerusalem. This whole intifada started the day Ariel Sharon, who wasn't even prime minister yet, walked up on the Temple Mount. The Camp David process with Barack and Clinton broke down, and Arafat broke down because they would not release the sovereignty. Barack was even willing to give some autonomy in Jerusalem, but he wasn't willing to give sovereignty, and Arafat would not accept anything less, and that's when it broke down. So Jerusalem is the focal point. The core of this conflict is the Temple Mount. Why? Because the Temple Mount is God's throne on earth, and the devil, who I believe is one and the same with Allah, wants to dethrone God from his throne on earth on the Temple Mount in Jerusalem. And you can read all about it in Isaiah 14.
Let's go back to Zechariah. I just believe, now you call it the Zechariah prophecy calendar, but I believe it's just it's purely a prophetic calendar. Zechariah, it reads like, to me, like today's newspaper of some of the things it says. I'm looking at Zechariah 14, for I'll gather all the nations to battle against Jerusalem. The city shall be taken, the houses rifled, the women ravished. Then the Lord will go forth and fight against those nations, and in that day his feet will stand on the Mount of Olives, and the Mount of Olives shall be split in two. I've been told there's a geological fault on the Mount of Olives that could very well be the beginning of that splitting in two.
Yeah, I understand that too. I've seen some drawings, in fact, of that. I mean, it is going to split in two. It's going to go to the north and it's going to go to the south. There's going to be a valley created in between. And the Jews, the survivors who are left in Jerusalem after the siege and destruction, are going to flee out through that valley. And at that very moment, and this is another painting in this calendar, at that very moment, Zechariah 14:5, it says, "And the Lord, my God, shall come, and all the holy ones with thee."
Describe that painting. I see it too. It's beautiful.
Yeshua is coming on the clouds of heaven on a white horse. It was exactly how he's described in Revelation. In fact, this painting is triggered from Isaiah 14:5, Zechariah 14:5, but it combines descriptions from Matthew 24, from Isaiah 63, and from Revelation 19, because they all describe the same scene of the Lord coming on the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. And there's two angels blowing trumpets as he comes. This is the trumpet, the last, you talked about the last great shofar. This is it. And the armies of heaven behind him coming on the clouds, it's an exquisite painting. And Yeshua is saying something, because Revelation 19 says he's got a sword in his mouth. Well, do you suppose he has a literal figure, actual metal sword coming out of his mouth? I don't think so. I think it means the Word of God, because the Word of God is a sword of the Spirit. It's described as a sword in many cases that divides us asunder between soul and spirit. So we pondered over this. What would he be saying? What words would be coming out of his mouth at that moment? And then we discovered in Isaiah 63 that Scripture interprets Scripture. And in Isaiah 63, there's a dialogue, and the narrator asks the question, who is this coming from Bozrah and from Edom with his robes dyed in red, describing the Messiah? And you'll see in this picture, his robes are dyed in red. And then he answers.
Hold that thought. Mishpucha, you need this calendar. It's absolutely gorgeous. $15 postage paid. Call it right today. If you would like to receive a complimentary copy of our bi-monthly teaching newsletter, materials catalog, or information about becoming Mishpucha, write to me, Sid Roth, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521. Or call our order-only line, 1-800-548-1918. To place a credit card order, call anytime the same number, 1-800-548-1918. For all other calls, the number is 912-265-2500. That's 912-265-2500. For a cassette tape of this week's broadcast, send $5 to Sid Roth, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521. To see our television show, It's Supernatural, and to listen to our past radio programs, look us up on the web at www.sidroth.org. That's www.sidroth.org. Throw a trumpet inside.